Young children who have access to high-quality play-based learning opportunities have the advantage of acquiring the skills needed to succeed in school, employment, and later in life. We are joined by the Chief Executive Officer of Cotlands, Dr. Monica Stach. Dr. Stach is passionate about early childhood development and to ensure that all children in our country have access to educational toys and play-based learning. Thank you for joining us. Dr. Stach, can you tell us more about Cotlands and the work you do?
I really consider myself the luckiest person in the world and refer to myself as the Chief Play Officer. Cotlands is renowned for its work that it had done in the early years when it started in 1936. It was a house for abandoned mothers and later became a child and youth care facility from where children were adopted. And we were also very instrumental in the HIV/AIDS fight to get antiretroviral treatment to babies at birth. But since 2012, our focus changed to early childhood education and care, and we do this through play-based learning, and our work is aimed at getting children ready for school.
How can children learn through play? And what is the role of toys in this process?
Children's work is play, and play is a really wonderful way to learn critical 21st century skills. So when children play in a sand pit, scooping sand into a bucket, we see that it has such a calming and relaxing effect on children. And in our world, we refer to that as emotional development. They may also be sitting with other children in the sand pit, engaging socially. And so they're communicating with others. Perhaps they're arguing over a toy or negotiating for a specific bucket or spade. They experiment with water and with the sand. And all of this links to science. They also learn about engineering as they try to build a sand castle that doesn't fall over. And they also learn to count and discover measurements in terms of how many scoops of sand you need to fill its container. And so they explore mathematical concepts. And so when we think about educational toys, we see this as a really key connection point. So if children are building a puzzle and an adult can join in this play and then use this puzzle to talk about objects, for example, if it's a puzzle dealing with animals, they can explore what sounds these animals make, where they live, and all of this enriches children's language and literacy skills. So the important element here is that the child has selected a toy to play with and then the adult gets invited into this play, but they also allow the child to lead the play. And when you're invited into this very sacred space, as an adult, you can seek ways to extend the child's learning, and the adult and child can then play together and, most importantly, have fun.
Can you explain the importance of play and how early childhood education facilities should embrace this idea of education through play?
One day when I'm the Minister of Play in South Africa, I would definitely mandate every family to make sure that children have the time and the space to play for lengthy periods at a time. And the minimum requirement seems to be around 4 hours a day for children younger than five. Children need time to do free play, which is unstructured and where they play for the sake of playing, just for their own enjoyment. But they should also have guided play where an adult is involved. And this is where the beautiful magic of play-based learning happens. Structuring play where the adult is completely in control is not play-based learning. ECD practitioners need to use a variety of teaching and learning strategies, of which play-based learning is one. The environment needs to invite play with access to a variety of equipment, if you want to call them toys or educational materials, and there needs to be enough segments in the day for children to be able to play, to explore, to invent, and to be creative. Also, education through play is not in addition to what is done in a day. It permeates throughout the day. It's an ethos and a way of being with children. Play is critically essential for the development of children.
Can you tell us more about your toy libraries?
Toy libraries are exactly what it says. It's a library full of toys. But these toys are specifically curated to ensure that they are educational and that they are robust enough to be used for a couple of rotations in terms of lending. And then these toys are then catalogued and processed, put onto an inventory system. And we then have members who join at a nominal fee. And they can then exchange these toys every so often. So the benefits are quite a few. The fact that you don't need to be buying these toys, that you could forever be having this surprise element for children because they discover and they can take out new toys. The fact that your child's toy cupboard can actually grow with the child in as they age. toy libraries has really become quite a fascination for me. And in 2018, I set up the first toy library within Kotlins. And that toy library still operates in Tlabisa and KwaZulu-Natal today. Kotlins owns and operates 12 toy libraries in 7 provinces in South Africa. In our last financial year, we lent out 37,537 toys, and we have 344 toy library members across the country. We offer bespoke project guidance to corporates to set up toy libraries in communities, and we've also successfully delivered on 16 projects where toy libraries were set up in a collaborative way with a range of partners from various businesses, and these toy libraries reached 29,101 children last year. I'm also the president of the International Association of Toy Libraries, and we have 58 countries that are members of this association. In 2019, Kotlins hosted the 15th International Toy Library Conference. Our members operate thousands of toy libraries across the world, promoting play and play-based learning. And on an annual basis, we also celebrate World Play Day on the 28th of May.
Do you have any advice for mothers with young children who might not have immediate access to educational toys or a toy library? How can they ensure that their children learn through play?
I really believe that parents can turn almost anything into a learning opportunity, any experience, and children most certainly turn anything into a playful opportunity. On Kotlin's YouTube channel and on our website, we have a couple of ideas on how parents can stimulate young children. But one of our flagship projects, which is in its 7th year, is our PlaySA.org project, which we did with UNICEF, the Department of Basic Education, and it was funded by the LEGO Foundation, where we created an online training course for parents, and you simply have to go to PlaySA.org, and you can then select the age group that you would want to learn more about, and particularly the Birth to Two course was written for as a target audience in terms of parents, and parents can then use that to just get truckloads full of play-based learning activity ideas. There's also a course for children 3 to 5 years old, grade R, and then also grade 1 to 3. So if you have children in this age cohort, playsa.org is the website to go to. It's, as I said, there are some videos, beautiful ideas, many resources that can be downloaded to enhance play-based and playful interactions between parents and their children.
Thank you, Dr. Stach, for sharing with us the importance of play, especially for young children. We conclude with the words of former President Nelson Mandela: education is the great engine of personal development. Should you wish to find out more about Kotlins, you can visit their website at kotlins.org, and for ideas on play-based learning, please feel free to visit the website playsa.org.